This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series, In His Presence. You are created for His presence. We were designed to be in His presence. Psalm 16 verse 11, I love this verse. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." NLV, "You will show me the path of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." The English Standard, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Think about that. There are pleasures in His presence forevermore. But let's not put it off until eternity. Let's enjoy His presence today. The tragedy is that while we can be in His kingdom and in His family and even in His service, and yet not be in His presence. Sadly, we can sing the song, quote the Bible verse, work the gift, and yet not be in His presence. Revelation 2:2-4, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have forsaken your first love." I mean, what an indictment for the Lord to make against His church, that in the midst of working for God, that we end up spending no time with God and we end up losing our first love. "I know your works, that your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil. You've tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you've persevered and have patience, and you've labored for my name's sake and have not become weary." What a tremendous acknowledgement for the Lord to make about this church. And yet he continues by saying, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, you've left your first love. Remember therefore from where you've fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I'll come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." And so the Lord calls the church to repent, even though they're being faithful in so many areas, they're laboring hard, they're being faithful to the truth, they're testing and they're discerning between those who are serving the Lord and those who aren't. You know, they've persevered, they've patience, labored so diligently for the kingdom and have labored consistently, they've been persistent in serving God, they haven't given up, they haven't quit, and yet the Lord said, in the midst of all the good things you're doing, you have forsaken your first love. And so this is very sobering, because it doesn't mean that you have fallen into some deep sin, but simply that you are too busy and you're too distracted to spend time with the Lord. And so this is why we must learn to prioritize His presence. I mean, how many of you know you can literally lose an hour or 2 hours just mindlessly scrolling on your phone on social media, to the point where you're making time for Facebook, but you're neglecting His book. And I think that's tragic. Mark chapter 4 and verse 18 and 19. "Still others are like the seeds sown among the thorns. They hear the word, but the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." It doesn't necessarily say evil things. Sometimes it's not evil things that are causing the word of God to be choked in our lives. It's not like we've gone off and betrayed our wife, or you've been robbing banks, or become a serial killer, or dealing in drugs. It's just that you're maybe so distracted, you're making no time to be with God. And even in the midst of doing good things, like I said, some of us are working for God, but we're not waiting on God. And that's a problem. It just says other things coming in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. It doesn't say, like I said, evil things, just other things. Sports, hobbies, careers, shopping, social media. Even our own kids can make us so busy that we make no time for God. And of course, it's important you don't neglect your kids, you make time for them. But it's like the saying, you know, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And I believe that. And so it's important for us to focus on the Lord, and that we make time for His presence. Because again, Jesus said in Revelation 3 and verse 20, "Therefore I stand at the door and knock." The Lord should never be standing at the door of our hearts. The door should always be open to Him. And again, this was not written to unbelievers. This was written to the church. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." And so we have this invitation to spend time in His presence. Like I said, the door of our hearts should never be closed to Christ. But are we just too busy? Is Christ crowded out? For if we're to be honest, we have so much wasted time, whether Facebook, phone, TV, etc. I love that painting by William Hunt called the Light of the World painting. Now there's two or three versions he did of it, but in essence, it's much the same thing, where Jesus is holding this lantern. He's standing before this door that's, the hinges are very rusty. There's no handle on the door. It's an old door, and it's all overgrown. He painted this because, William Hunt painted this painting because he felt the divine command to do so. And he felt the door symbolized the obstinately shut mind. And unfortunately, many people are in that place where their minds are obstinately shut to God and to Christ and to faith. And yet, could that also apply to us to some degree, that our minds are obstinately shut because we're just so distracted or we're so caught up in other things? It's interesting that the door represents the human soul and has no handle on the outside, showing that, you know, we alone must open our lives to Him, to receive Him as our Savior. But even subsequent to salvation, we must make sure that our lives are open to Christ, that we're open to spend time in His presence, in His word, in prayer. And in this picture, this beautiful painting, the hinges are rusty and overgrown with ivy and autumn weeds. And we see that summer fruits lie fallen on the ground, rotting, symbolizing the autumn of life and the unavoidable reality of impending death. And in some ways, it's a warning that none of us have forever to come to Christ and to serve His purposes. And so there is a light over Christ that declares and symbolizes that He alone is the light of the world. John 8 and verse 12, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And in some ways, you could say the door symbolizes not only those who have never opened their lives to Christ, but those who once knew Him, but no longer seek Him. I think all of us can fall into that trap to one degree or another. And you could say the door symbolizes a life lived for sin and for self, a life that was never brought to a place of true surrender. And a bit like Mary and Martha, you have the situation where Mary is so busy working for the king that she no longer is able to spend time in His presence. And, you know, even the Christian life can be so busy that Christ literally has no place. And so, you know, business is defined as the quality or condition of being busy. Lively but meaningless activity. Think about that. Lively but meaningless activity. Could that describe our lives, whereby we're caught up with lively but ultimately meaningless activity? And both Revelation 2 and 3 verses we've dealt with essentially speak of one who was once close but now far from God. You know, the disciples said, did not our hearts burn within us as He talked with us on the road? I don't want to be one of those whose heart once burned within them. I want to keep my burning. I want my heart to burn even brighter than ever before. I don't want to be one of those whose heart once burned but has now grown cold. Certainly, in the 30-odd years I've been a believer, I've known many people who once were on fire for God, and today are not even walking with Him. They're not going to church. They're not serving God. But, you know, one thing that I obstinately refused as a young man, when people said to me, because I got saved, I was 18 years of age, and people used to say, well, you're a young believer now, you're passionate, but your relationship with God will change. You won't be so radical. You won't be so on fire. You won't be telling people about Christ. And, you know, I came to the conclusion that it's actually a choice, and it's our fault if the fire goes out. And so, you know, this series is simply an admonition to come back to His presence, an invitation to connect or to reconnect with your Creator. And yes, of course, you're tired and you're busy and you've any number of things that you need to do. But Christ revealed the secret to a successful life in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, where He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we must learn to prioritize His presence, because Christ comes first. And so today, as I finish, I want to encourage you to put Christ first. And in the midst of all the necessary things you need to do, like making a living and looking after your wife, your husband, your kids, and doing all of the various things you need to do, you know, exercising, getting fresh air, cleaning your home, doing whatever you need to do, looking after your baby, let's make sure that we make time for His presence. Let's learn to prioritize His presence. Because when we put the Lord first, when we seek first His kingdom, all these other things will be added to us as well. And when we make time for the presence of God, it will it will spill over into our marriage. It'll spill over into our relationship with our children, into our career, into how we treat people in the job, etc., etc. So let's make time for his presence. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on In His Presence.